T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
We asked the question in the last segment, is it the X's and O's or Jimmy's and Joe's? I think Ben would probably agree that it's both, and you and I are largely in agreement that it is both. I put it more on coaching. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Someone wrote in on the text line, Jason, X's and O's. Are either one of you friends with any of your exes?
No.
You're not friends with any of them?
Not at all.
No amicable breakups over the years?
No.
Harry, are you friends with any of your exes?
No.
If I saw...
I don't understand that. That's the moon to me.
Being buds with your exes?
Yep.
I wouldn't say I'm buds with any of my exes, but cordial if I would ever see him out. Like high school girlfriends, anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to like... I mean, it's never happened.
Being cordial isn't being friends, though. There's a difference.
Yeah, we're not friends.
I think there are people that...
I'd hug him if we saw him out in public. A little hug. Hey, how you doing? How's the fam?
You did it again.
What do you mean?
I was in the middle of a sentence.
Yeah, but it wasn't going to be as interesting as me talking about hugging my exes.
Kill his mic, Callis.
Done. Oh, yeah, so I was sex. Yeah, I mean, I think you can have a relationship where... Like, you know, you two are like, all right, yeah, this didn't work out, but we can still, like, talk, but we're not going to do the stuff that relationship people do.
Like sex?
I turned your microphone off. You're banished. That's the Mackie and Callis show. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, but why? That's what I don't understand. Why?
Why would you be friends?
Yeah.
I think it's...
I'm not with you. It didn't work out. I'm on to somebody else that I actually like.
But maybe
you
it didn't...
care about each other, just not in that way.
Maybe it didn't work... romantically, but it worked from a friendship standpoint.
Why? I'm not in the market for friends.
Fair enough.
That's you. That's just, also me. I take that same stance, but I understand how people still do it.
I think you guys might have just been through too many messy breakups. I only had four or five of those.
Only?
Let's go to Seth in Long Island. Good morning, Seth. You friends with any of your exes, Seth?
It's on Long Island, Adam.
Whatever.
Yeah, hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Why am I not on Pittsburgh, then? That doesn't make any sense to me.
You're in Pittsburgh. You're on Long Island. Seth, please correct
him. That's dumb, Seth. Are you on or in Long Island?
I am in Long Island.
What?
I am in,
well, don't kiss and tell, Seth. Go on.
All right, so, I am not friends with any of my exes, thank goodness, man. So, and I've been married for 37 years, so.
There you go.
That'll tell you how, that's been a long time since I've had exes. But listen, gentlemen, exes and O's. Jimmy's and Joe's. All I've got to say is this is going on 15 years, right?
Right.
It's going on. It's the arrogance. The word I would use is arrogance of not making adjustments now is really been exacerbated by the fact that you said 47% of points given up in the fourth quarter. This is incredible. When I was a kid watching the Steelers, man, they prided themselves not giving up 100 yard games, you know, making them one dimensional. And going on 15 years watching this team just not get past Belichick and Brady. Brady in his podcast, he tells the story how much he loved playing the Steelers. He killed the Steelers. He knew it was coming and never stopped.
I mean, Seth, thank you for the call. Be gentle with Long Island. We had it after the Bengals game. Ja'Marr Chase said they did what we were going to, what we thought they were going to do, and we were happy that they did it. Like, they've been predictable for years. It's ridiculous. And meanwhile, they're predictable to the offense, but they don't seem to know what they're doing defensively. There's so many miscommunications. Like, the opposition knows what you're going to do better than you know what you're going to do. And that's been a problem for years.
I never thought about it like that, Adam, but you're exactly right.
Thank you.
How are they?
We should end the show now. I got one.
That's a Sullyism, too. Say we have to be predictable for one another, but unable to be. I forget how he said for the other team, but yes, they're predictable for the opponent, but they can't figure out.
Right. And Mike Tomlin says thoughtfully non-rhythmic or some nonsense like that.
Yeah.
By the way, our good friend Donnie J. Football texts us. I was supposed to bring him a gift today, and I forgot it. So this is me telling you that now live over the air, Donnie.
Shocked. Friend, very shocking. You forget gifts.
He says, friends still with my middle school girlfriend. She's been dating an NFL player for the last 5+ years, so I guess she upgraded. I'll tell you what would never happen in reverse is if Donnie met this fine young lady after she dated an NFL player for 5+ years, I would feel just, I would not be confident in the sack at all.
You wouldn't be confident in the sack anyway. We'll leave that.
Yeah, I agree with Jason. You really aren't now. I mean,
I know, but consider your girlfriend dating an NFL player for 5 years and then settling on you. No good.
I think that
unless you got blue chews,
it destroys relationships when you are not confident in yourself.
You've got so much experience.
I just don't like. Maybe my brain is too black and white to understand this. If I am with my wife, I'm very happy to be with my wife. If I'm, you know, like, I don't think about that. I don't care about that. It doesn't do anything for me to, like, dig up something that is in the past. I would rather live in the present. I truly don't understand people who have relationships with exes. No offense. I'm not trying to, like, cast aspersions on people. I just don't get it.
We're still on that. Sorry. I was just talking about sex. I think women don't think about that as much.
And wait a second.
You just got to have confidence in yourself.
You say you're thinking about sex.
We were talking about sex.
Are you not listening to the show? And B, what are you just talking to yourself about sex back there?
No, we were talking about sex. You said, how could you, you know, be with somebody after they dated the upgrade, so to speak? Mm-hmm. And you said you'd be not confident in the sack. How could you be confident in the sack? So my response is, I don't think women think about that as much. That's totally on point for what we were talking about.
I don't know. They talk about it in their group chats, according to Mulsey.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.